can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, 8 minutes into this second hour. Toll-free number to join us concerning, John Kerry and John Edwards and the Bilderberg Group in the New York Times going, the Bilderberg Group wanted him to be VP, and they gave a good report to Kerry, so that's why he picked him. The New York Times actually said that. What do you think of that? What do you think of Ridge's new terror alert? What do you think of all of this? Let's go to Mo in Austin, Texas. Mo, welcome again to the airwaves.
Thank you. Newsstand Mo. Want to tell everyone who listens to the show, probably already know this, but Alex loves humanity. And he doesn't want to see it go to hell. The way it's going, there's just going to be a bunch of guys with guns and knives standing on a mountain of skulls, and there'll be nothing left to even exploit anymore. Everyone involved in tyranny, if you're a police officer, if you're in the military, defy your masters. You all can do that and just say, hey, we're not going to do that. You can do it.
Well, yesterday I read this article from the Associated Press where troops just randomly grabbed a young teenager and drowned him for fun. And they're all being charged with manslaughter now, but our troops, that was very rare in the past. We didn't behave like that. Now it's becoming the norm, running over cars because somebody might have stolen some firewood, shooting people, raping women, torturing children. I mean, what happened to us, Mo?
Well, I want to say something about the secret societies who are involved in sorcery and what they believe is magic, which I reject. You know, voodoo works on people who believe in it. But it doesn't work on me because I'm just not into that.
The globalists really do believe in the occult. It is true.
Absolutely. And I want to say they've been sold a lie that might makes right and the whole sacrifice of care. They believe that they are now free from the constraints of karma and can do what they will. But they're really shooting themselves in the foot. And I just want to comment on something, have the Conan theme coming on, to comment on Schwarzenegger. Listen to the commentary on the new release of Conan the Barbarian. A lot about him is revealed, and I take bets at work and tell people, I guarantee you, I'll bet you anything, Schwarzenegger will be president of either the, you know, United Biospheres.
Well, that's a good point. They've said they're going to build it in Atlanta, the Pan-American Union capital. He could be the president of that. Clinton, the secretary general of the UN. And and they admit, folks, they have seven or is it six of the G8 lined up for Clinton. They admit Clinton is probably going to be the next secretary general. That's been in major papers. The UN has said that, and there's a lot of things they could pull.
Schwarzenegger's commentary is funny and not funny all at the same time because it's a recent recording, he and the director talking. And the director's always trying to steer him over to the real meaning of Conan and says there were supposed to be three movies and the third one was going to be Conan the Conquered. When the whole village is being burned, you hear Schwarzenegger said, it is my favorite part, the burning of the village. But he doesn't say, because it's formative to my character's development and motivations. He just is thrilled with the scene, and then when Tulsa Doom rides up, Schwarzenegger says, look, there's Tulsa Doom. He's hypnotized the woman, and he's just fascinated. He's fascinated with the power. One last point on video games. Definitely blurring the line between indoctrination and revelation. There's brilliant minds doing all this stuff, and the video games are designed to lure the beautiful minds into sort of electronic slumber, not even sort of one.
No, I mean, everything you're saying is true, but you know, more than that, I don't really play a lot of video games, but I do read them and the reviews and look at them, and I have friends that play them. And most of the new military games, you're a global assault force. They have games called New World Order. You go and kill the evil militia members. You take over the planet. Then a bunch of the other games, you kidnap women and rape them to death and get bonus points. And then our children are playing this, simulating these murders, and the first video games were developed by the Pentagon in the early 70s because they couldn't get troops to shoot people up close. It's about pulling the trigger, that mechanism to disconnect the mind to get them to do it. So this is all murder simulation, and they admit that with television, children's minds go into a lower REM state of sleep, waking, sleepwalking. And they admit with the video games that it puts you into an even lower level of subconscious control. And, you know, games like Deus Ex, where the secret government releases biological weapons to create a global crisis and then have martial law. I mean, there are hundreds of these games. Years ago, there was that game Dungeon Keeper, where you kidnap children and torture them as a demon, and you get more power to then come out of your subterranean pit and invade the cities. And so, yes, they are... The only thing holding back the New World Order is having a mass of evil people that will carry out their aims, and I appreciate the call. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, the reason I know they've got big plans for him, nobody else can run to a bodybuilding contest and scream, N-word, N-word, I hate black people, and get away with it. No one else can say, oh, I always dreamed of being a powerful dictator like Hitler or Jesus. And that's a quote. No one else can... you know, say, I don't care if Kurt Waldheim is a Nazi. I love him and support him. When it was, you know, top news in 86, and then he went to Austria to campaign for him to be president. I mean, no one else is allowed to do that. He goes to the Rothschild Castle. We have the Scotsman in the photos of that, the news articles. He's hooked in with Warren Buffett, the globalist, you know, super gopher. He just has a blank check, and Senator Orrin Hatch wants to repeal the 22nd Amendment for Arnold and... Yeah, they got big plans for Arnold, and that's true. And by the way, he's out wanting this DNA testing in California and, you know, all this other stuff and more gun control and more open borders and driver's license to the illegals. And, oh, he's so conservative, and I heard Limbaugh, I heard Hannity worship him and say they supported him and Bush. I mean, that's your conservatism? Because Arnold is this archetype, this war king, and they want to come out with this new movie, you know, King Conan. And where he's the king of the earth. It's mind control, people. You know, they're going to give us our chief, our Nazi chief, and we're going to love him, and the ADL is going to hail him. And if you fight the Nazis, they're going to call you a Nazi. All right, I know we got more calls. We'll get to you coming up here in a few minutes. I've got to cover this. I don't know. Who's up next, Stephanie? Who should I go to next, Stephanie? Okay, we'll go to Ron in New York in just a second, but I've got to hit this first. I mean, this is, out of all these articles, listen to this. Swedish pastor sentenced to months jail for offending homosexuals. And it's big evangelical official news site, and they have a link to the Swedish official government website. Swedish pastor sentenced to 1 month jail for offending homosexuals. A Swedish court, this is on PrisonPlanet.tv, a Swedish court has sentenced a pastor belonging to the Pentecostal movement in Sweden, Ake Green, to a month in prison under a law against incitement after he was found guilty of having offended homosexuals in a sermon. Folks, they passed a law last year. The Republican governor of Pennsylvania, Mark Swiker, did saying the same thing. And whether you love homosexuality or hate it, you have a First Amendment right to criticize it, a free speech right. And so they're going to have their First Amendment to promote their agenda, but we're not going to have our First Amendment. Soren Andersson, the president of the Swedish Federation of Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Rights, said of the hearing, the sentence, that religious freedom could never be used as a reason to offend people, so now offending people. Therefore, he told journalists, I cannot regard the sentence as an act of interference with freedom of religion during the sermon in 2003. Green described homosexuality as abominable, a horrible, cancerous tumor in the body of society. And now it'll be some other free speech. It'll be your free speech. You try to go out and protest Bush, you're not allowed to. You know, you have a free speech zone a mile away, and you get arrested if you and spend a year in prison. That actually has happened. As you peacefully stood there with a sign saying no blood for oil. But you're all for arresting the Christian preachers. Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You know, it's funny you mention that about protests. What I'm calling you about is just yesterday it was reported on the news, on ABC Radio News. When the Republican National Convention comes to town in August, many groups intend to protest there. Now, two of the groups that intend to protest are the police union in New York City and the fire union. The police commissioner of New York, which is our chief of police in New York, actually threatened his own rank and file. It's a point-blank statement he made. If they think they're going to protest at the Republican convention in August, they had better be careful and think again. That's what it's coming to.
I saw that in the New York Post 2 days ago. Also,
threatened his own men.
I should have posted that. I think we did. Also, coast to coast at universities, deans stand up and say, if one person speaks out or protest at this graduation ceremony, you will all have your diplomas taken away from you.
Oh, by the way, a case like that happened here in Brooklyn, New York, where a young lady graduating high school, she was a class valedictorian, gave a statement. It was all diplomatically done, mind you, no foul words, no swearing, nothing of that nature, in a very intelligent way, objecting to the way the school had been run, and they attempted to withhold her diploma. This is fascism. When you have a police chief actually going so far as to threaten people, even his own lower echelon rank and file, because they exercise the most basic constitutional, the most basic human right to protest peacefully and threaten these people, you have entered a new stage. They're not just trying to deprive you of free speech. They're trying to impose fascism.
That's well, I think the police should protest because they've had, what was it, the $2 billion for the asbestos they breathed in, held back even from the police and firemen, and then now they admit the EPA was told to cover that up, and it's admitted that building was full of asbestos, and those people breathed it, Ron.
And they have the basic right to engage in peaceful protest and should not be threatened by the chief law enforcement agent in this city for doing that.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll talk more about it when we get back. Well, again, it's the new freedom. Get arrested for criticizing anybody the government doesn't want you to criticize.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can, too, with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melon, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. My family's breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudell here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, binding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and two big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone Air Purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone Air Purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your Biozone Air Purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
You know, I don't want to say it's funny, but New York police and others will go out and tell a group of protesters that are in their designated area that they have to disperse, or they'll attack innocent crowds and spray pepper spray on women with babies in their arms, and then, oh, by the way, you may lose your job if you protest and you're off duty. And the thing is, they do this out in the open now. And then they tell people, you're going to lose your diploma if you criticize us. They say, oh, you can only be in a free speech zone away from the media. And they're giving people prison sentences for this, and the government hires provocateurs. But, Ron, is this making the police happy in New York? Do they like this dose of fascism?
No, they don't at all. And, you know, speaking to what you said, and I've spoken to you in the past about this, I've always said that lower-level minions should be careful about how faithfully they serve their higher-level masters, because eventually they will turn on you. Because once you outlive your usefulness to them, you will go on to the train. You will be placed into the train cars like everyone else.
Well, also, we had Hillary Clinton got booed during 9/11. Events she was trying to get into, but they also booed a few weeks ago, last week, Dick Cheney at Yankee Stadium. So this shows they don't like any of them. They know it's a fraud.
Well, they know
what happened. Do New Yorkers still talk about how they weren't given any medical treatment for the asbestos, and all these people are sick, and Bush had it covered up, or do they just forget about that too?
No, that controversy still goes on. That controversy still goes on, and it's still discussed, and it's still fairly prominent. You will see it periodically pop up in our newspapers. That's still discussed. But the greatest outrage here, to me, is the fact that a man who has sworn to uphold the Constitution could actually make a statement like that. Now, I admit, you see, and I'm kind of, in a perverse way, I'm sort of a little glad it happened, because now they will understand when they're given orders to go and clear out other protesters, whatever their political beliefs or whatever, now they understand the chickens come home to roost, and that this oligarch, this high-level oligarch, has no more use for its foot soldiers than it does for the people that it orders its foot soldiers to move against.
Well, it's, you know, more than that. I mean, they can't have tens of thousands of police out there protesting on the news cameras because, you know, Fox News and others tell us that everyone loves Bush and, you know, it's milk and honey, and that, you know, it's just evil hippies that don't like him.
Yeah, well, this is true, too. It creates that kind of conundrum for them. And in addition, Alex, another thing that they've done, And I love the way that these people are like elites from another era. They're like the old elites probably we had in King George's time. You know, let them eat cake.
They're actually related to those very people.
Well, and they still think like them, too, here in the 21st century. You have many businesses in that area. Now, I don't know if you or your listeners are very familiar with that part of New York, but there are many businesses, many, okay? Businesses immediately surrounding, well, I shouldn't even say immediately surrounding, within several blocks of Madison Square Garden, are going to suffer because those streets are going to be closed down even so much as to pedestrian foot traffic. They don't care about the fact that they're going to harm some small businessman.
Well, sir, in Georgia, for the G8 summit, they openly declared martial law. Thanks for the call. Who's up next? Is it Xavier? Xavier in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Right. Good morning. I just wanted to say you're a breath of fresh air on the airwaves. I'm making an effort to tell other people about you and to get some shortwave radios to listen to your program.
Well, good.
Because I've been delighted, and you have taken a lot of frustration off of me as I look at the way the nation has been going and hardly too many voices speaking up about the evils that are really coming us in. What I call to mention to you today is simply something that has been annoying me for a very long time.
Sir, are you on a speakerphone?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, it's horrible. You never do that on talk radio.
Okay, well, let's...
You're almost unintelligible.
Okay, I will switch right over. I'm on the other line now with you.
Yeah, that...
That's better?
Now hang up the speakerphone.
Yeah, it is closed off.
Okay,
what I want to say to you very quickly, I'm an ex-serviceman, and in addition to that, I'm also a theologian, although I don't practice as a pastor of churches. And there is something that bugs me very much that I want to share on the airwaves for a lot of families and men who might be listening. I do pray for the soldiers who are in harm's way, but I have something about... killing human beings, especially innocent children. And although I know some of these things cannot be said in the military by chaplains to encourage people, I want to say personally, from my theological background and from my experience as a military person, that the God of the Bible that I know, a soldier wherever he is, be it in prison or on the battlefield, he can pray to God personally and complain to God about his condition and say what he wants to say. And the God of the Bible that I'm talking about is powerful.
Stay
enough.
There.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform. MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space. Just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barley grass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, black seed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're letting Xavier finish up his comment about Christian people not supposed to, you know, be involved in activities like killing innocent children. I don't think, is that a stretch? Is it radical for me to say that? That drowning people and killing them and torturing them and raping women is wrong? And I don't know, you know, maybe that's how Al-Qaeda talks. You know, a good American is for torture and death and evil and government looting and everything else. But a lot of these Christian churches say George Bush is anointed of God and he's the devil's against him. I always thought Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove were pretty satanic, but according to these groups, they're not. Massive denial going on, but going back to Xavier, finish up what you were saying.
Yes, thank you. And all that I just want to say is I feel for the families of soldiers, especially those who die on the battlefield and receive the draping of the United States flag, which I have nothing against. But people need to know, and soldiers themselves need to know, because of their predicament, the God of the Bible that I learn about is one who is powerful enough that can break any yoke of any president or any nation according to biblical history. And I want to offer this as a way out to the soldiers on the battlefield, because I've spoken to many of their men who counsel them in the chaplaincy and had strong discussions with them, and many of these things are held back from the soldiers because according to law, it's not permissible for these things to be revealed. The final thing that I close with is simply this. America needs to watch every leader of the evangelical movement of this nation. I am not saying that they are all evil, but I'm saying to America, listen with a very sharp ear. And thank you very much.
All right, I appreciate the call. Well, I'll tell you, a bunch of them are wicked devils. I mean, they're up there as Judas goats, and it's really that simple. If they don't play ball, their big television companies get broken up and lose their 501c3. And so the Patriot Act is good and loving, and you're a devil worshiper if you're against it. Bush just has fun at Skull and Bones. It's no big deal. Bohemian Grove doesn't exist. You're evil if you talk about it. You know, Bush is this great conservative. I mean, on and on and on and on, and that's why so many people are neutralized. I mean, look, you have the former head of the Christian Coalition, Reed, at the Bilderberg Group meeting with, Kerry's running mate. That's in the New York Times. Just amazing. We're about to go to Debbie Morrow just for a few minutes, and then we'll get to John and Ken and everybody else that's patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But on PrisonPlanet.com, in the 9-11 section, we just have a ton of information about Sybil Edmonds and how she was this FBI translator ordered to falsify transcripts to cover up total prior knowledge before September 11th, and she's been threatened and the rest of it. Now they've thrown her suit out, declaring national security. See, everything's national security, so I want to get into that later. Also, on PrisonPlanet.com, we have in the Brave New World section a subsection called Vaccines, Killer Vaccines. And there's articles about not just the polio shots, but other vaccines that have cancer virus in them, mercury, weird hormones that sterilize women, you name it. Well, this is an article out of PrisonPlanet.com today, needs to be added to that archive. Millions more may have been given cancer-contaminated polio vaccine. This is out of The New Scientist, July 8th, 2004. Highly respected journal. Now, remember that late last year, I went in for a checkup to my doctor, something I hadn't done in many, many years. And my doctor told me, you know, Alex, I heard you talking about cancer viruses, and I know about SV40, the polio vaccine, but by law, you're not supposed to give that in the U.S. They can still give it to people in the third world. Isn't that interesting? Just openly, we can give you cancer virus-filled vaccine, which is admittedly gives you deadly accelerated cancers. But he said, as a doctor, we're, you know, required every year to do so much community service at clinics and to go and do retraining and things. And he said, I went and was volunteering for a week at one of these big regional clinics, and they were giving to the welfare children the oral polio vaccine. He said, I couldn't believe it. I said, well, which clinic? No, I can't talk about it. No, I can't. I said, you can't save people's lives. He goes, well, you know, I'll get in a lot of trouble, and I'm just not going to get into it. I told you about it. So I came and warned you of this. Well, here it is, a New Scientist. Many millions more people than previously thought might have been given polio vaccine contaminated with a monkey virus linked to cancer. Conclusively proven. It has been known since 1960 that early doses of the polio vaccine were widely contaminated, they still are, with simian virus 40, or SV40, which infects monkeys. Tens of millions of people in the U.S. and unknown number in other countries, including the U.K., Australia, and the former Soviet Union, may have been exposed. And it goes on, the contamination occurred because the kidney cells that the vaccine virus was grown in came from monkeys infected with SV40. Health officials say the problem was eliminated. Now, Michael Carbone of Loyola University Medical Center, he was in the Chicago Tribune 2 years ago, folks, in Chicago, has announced results that suggested that the Soviet polio vaccine was contaminated after 63, possibly until the 1980s. Is there infectious virus? The short answer is yes, Cabrone told the Vaccine Cell Substrate Conference of 2004 in Rockville, Maryland, last year. The vaccine was almost certainly used throughout the Soviet bloc. Folks, my doctor told me they're still giving it here in Austin. The vaccine was almost certainly used throughout the Soviet bloc and probably exported to China, Japan, several countries in Asia. That means hundreds of millions could have been exposed to SV40 and 63. Then it gets into the massive increase in these formerly rare cancers. They go into the tissues and find SV40. The consensus of exposure to the virus are unclear. It is evidence that in some of the people given contaminated vaccines were infected by SV40, and that such infections might lead to the development of certain types of cancer many years down the line, but the link with cancer has neither been proven nor shown to be false. I love that. I mean, I've probably read 20 medical journals, top scientists, had them on. It is totally conclusive, but it's inconclusive, they say. There are two scenarios, says Philip Miner of the National Institute of Biological Standards and Control in the UK. One is that it doesn't matter. The other is that it does. Miner found three samples of the Soviet oral polio vaccine from the late 1960s in the NIBSC's freezers, the only samples known to survive from the time. In 1999, he found they were tested positive for SV40, whereas British samples from the period did not. But we did not draw any broad conclusions, on and on and on. So, again, folks, just a few months ago, they found sterilization hormones in the new vaccines being given in the third world by the UN. I mean, it's conclusive. The point is, that they admit that the vaccines, the experimental anthrax shot, which they made the troops take, was filled with mercury, live viruses, bacteria, all this stuff, and was killing people, causing bizarre accelerated autoimmune diseases. That's admitted. They admit that the new smallpox vaccine made out of the old is dangerous. They admit that cancer in this country is up over 500% from the 1920s. And heaven help us, folks. You know, there's other environmental reasons for this, but a lot of it's the vaccines. Let's go ahead and go to Debbie Morrow, then we'll go to John and Ken and many others. Debbie, all the more reason to filter your water, because the sewage is filled with amoebas. It's filled with cancer viruses. This has been proven. In fact, SV40, by the way, and this is, you can type this in, SV40 spreads through contaminated water supplies big time in India and Mexico, and we know it happens here some too. You know, the chlorine and stuff doesn't kill this. The fluoride that's in the water, not to mention the MBTE, all the trash. Why would we not filter our water, Debbie?
I have no idea, because filtering your water is one of the simplest ways to protect your family. Why give your kids, your loved ones, your animals poison? I was reading a really good journal the other day about diet and, you know, different things about the here in America today, the industry, water, food, all of them have gotten to be so bad at what we're putting in our bodies that it's just like we're just handing our kids a cup of poison and saying, here, honey, I love you. You know, it's time for us to take control of our lives. And one of the easiest ways to take control is by drinking at least good water. And that's what's so great about the Berkey. It really does make a difference in your life. It will make you feel better now, as well as have it, God forbid, something happen further down the road and you need to drink pond or lake water.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not placebo. I'll be out of town, drink a glass of tap water every once in a while, and I feel bad after I drink it. I didn't even pay attention, and then suddenly I kind of have like a headache. I don't feel well.
Right.
But you know, it's not just my feeling. After you drink Berkey filtered water for a month, try to drink your tap water, folks.
Oh, I know. And you can even take your Berkey sport bottles. I mean, I keep mine in my purse. Of course, I carry a big old bag, you know. But I take it when I go in restaurants, you know, I just get water and pour it in my Berkey and squeeze it into the cup. And if you taste water, the reason people are always drinking iced tea and soda and all that stuff is because they're masking the bad taste of
the
water.
Well, I grew up in Dallas, where you're at, and it's really bad. Houston's the worst I've ever tasted.
I know.
Even Austin has, you know, supposedly better water, but they take it out of the aquifer and still send it through the treatment plant and get water out of the lakes, and it tastes horrible. I mean, it's just simple, folks, and it's made in America, high-quality product. Tell them about a couple of the specials, Debbie.
Well, we have, you know, the Berkey water bottle, the sport bottle special is still available. The five generic sport bottles for $99. They're a $39 value normally. And then we have the Berkey light with the lights for $259, and with that you get two free gifts. Or you can get the Berkey light without the lights, which is our most basic system, for only $199. And either of those come with, you know, the $199 one comes with a free gift. And you can get a free sport bottle with it. So then you have your water at home, and you can have your water on the go. I mean, it's really cost-effective, as well as being so important to your health. And then, you know, we really stand behind our product. If you have anything, you know, go wrong, or you have concerns or questions,
and this,
you know,
is a purification, a purification unit, you know, a cheap Indian knockoff, $300 at the camping supply store, folks. And this is made in America, a new standard. You know, we've gone over all this. It's a great system, and you get two free gifts with the $259 model. You get one free gift with the $199 model. Does tens of thousands of gallons, a couple gallons every couple hours. It'll do, you know, for your cooking, your food, your animals, your children. And the free gifts, one is a video or DVD on sheltering in place done by a U.S. government specialist on how to really make your house safe if there's any type of problem. You also have the Prudent Places CD with, you know, 500-plus color maps and all this stuff about the geography and what areas are safe. And it's just, folks, go to BerkeyWater.com in the comment section. Tell them you want the Alex Jones special, what free gift you want, or InfoWars.com. You can order there as well, do the same thing. Or call Debbie right now at 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. And if you get voicemail, she'll call you right back. If the lines get filled up, call right now, folks. She'll answer your questions. Send you out a brochure if you want it. 1-888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for all you do.
Thank you, Alex. Have a great day.
You bet. You too. Take care. Now I'm going to accelerate into your calls. John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John, then Ken and others.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, John.
Last night, our local TV news reported that John Edwards is from Tennessee. He started his career at a Republican law firm in Nashville founded by current Republican U.S. Senator Lamar Alexander. Alexander is a former governor who ran the United Nations UNESCO land grab trust fund for George Bush Sr., buying up land around national parks. And he ran for president several times, and each time he would pocket $20 million in tax-free campaign funds, because, you know, politicians get to keep what they don't spend. And Tennessee is known as the Cayman Islands for campaign contributions. Now, Al Gore and Bill Blythe IV, who changed his name to Bill Clinton when he turned 18, declared that Alexander was, quote, the sleaziest politician in America, end quote. So it's like the TV news was saying, Edwards is a good guy, you know, is a Republican TV station. They're saying to fellow Republicans, it's okay to vote for Edwards and Kerry because Edwards is a good Republican and Kerry's a good skull and bones.
No, I know. And so it's a totally staged deal. That's why I say go ahead and put them in. At least conservatives will wake up when it's Democrats. There's no difference, folks. And can you believe, did you hear me read the New York Times yesterday? I read it today where they actually, I'm going to grab the quote and read it again here. I've got to do that. It's so incredible that, oh, yeah, the Bilderberg Group, he stood up, gave a speech to them. They said, we want him, and they called Kerry, admitting that the Bilderberg Group selected John Edwards.
Yeah, there's a lot of plagiarism going on where the mainline news, you know, claims credit for breaking a news story. Last night on Montel Williams' show, he interviewed Sylvia Brown, the Christian psychic. The last thing Brown said was, quote, I think we are going to find out that Osama bin Laden is dead. I don't care how many tapes they put out, end quote. Then she walked off the set. So now it's official.
And again, all these goofy psychics have to do is you got us 2-plus years ago saying he's dead, this is going to be a staged deal. Now Senator Grassley, Madeleine Albright, and the latest this week, somebody else came out this week, Congressman McDermott, and said it, and then they make enough predictions, then some come true, and they claim they're psychic, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good ESP, but I like your website link about the lottery for Medicare cancer patients, where 1 out of 10 cancer patients will win the lottery and get the drugs to keep them alive, and the other 90% will die. That's the official U.S. government program on your news site today.
Yeah, I've got that here. Well, I mean, look, the Democrats just love Edwards. They just love Kerry. And the Republicans, oh, they're evil liberals. They have almost the exact same voting record as Bush. And they're all part of the same club. And they admit they're trying to, look, we're exposing them. Because remember years ago they said the Bilderberg Group didn't exist, John?
Yeah.
And then now it exists, and it's a good thing, and they want John Edwards.
Well, I like the New York Times did a 25-page hit piece on you with John Ronson or Ron Johnson, whatever his name is. 25 pages all about Alex Jones and how he's tied in with Osama bin Laden and the Bilderberg Group and Bohemian Grove.
It was pretty bad. All right, thanks for the call.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, what John in Tennessee was talking about a few years ago. They did an hour-long hit piece that I was brought up in many times on C-SPAN about Bohemian Grove, how it doesn't exist, how I'm crazy. And then there was a New York Times book review piece that comes out in kind of a weekly magazine. I didn't even ever get the original copy of that. I saw their online shorter version that was about 3 pages long, and it bashed me quite a bit. And Alex Jones believes there's a new world order. He believes in a place called Bohemian Grove. And then they mixed into the article, this is what Bin Laden's up to. It was all like guilt by association, just wild stuff. And Alex believes in the Bilderberg Group. He believes in these fantastic organizations. I mean, just a few years ago, these groups didn't exist, folks. And now, they wanted Edwards, so he's the VP pick. The Bilderberg Group. They wanted it, so they got it. It's getting pretty ridiculous. Before I go to Ken and Sheila and Debbie, we're going to get to all of you. We got Gail and Ross coming up later in the next hour. Before I do that, just briefly, I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book. I'm carrying a bunch of new videos on 9/11, one of them by George Humphrey, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. It's $19.95 on VHS or DVD. Get a free 80-plus page color booklet that goes with it, 9/11, The Great Illusion booklet. Get a second copy for $14.95, and when you buy one copy and get three booklets, so there's three booklets and two videos for $34.95, my films drop down from $25.95 to $20 a piece. When you order three or more, whether it's 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, or Masters of Terror, or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, get my videos, get the other books and videos I carry. It's the best stuff I've found that we've got on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Get them. Show them to people. Wake folks up. That's why they're having to come out and admit all this now and put their spin on it, is because we've been exposing it so long, and their stonewalling is backfiring on them. We're having an effect. The people are waking up. And your support is also vital. So 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order the videos or books or any of it. You can ask questions about the specials. 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The ball is in your court. Take action. Also, sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day. Get my book, Paul Watson's book. They're all online right there for you. All my videos, other great videos, weekly TV reports, PrisonPlanet.tv. Ken in Texas. Ken, you're on the air. Welcome. Hello, Ken. You're on the air. Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, I'm going to play your the takeover video Friday on Cable Access here in Fort Worth on Cable 28.
Good. Thank you.
And I use a Berkey. It works fine. Number two is, you see the pictures of Edwards with his communist fist salute sticking up?
Well, you know, I got to be honest about that. He's communistic because of his elite actions and his voting record. You know, there's photos of me at speeches doing a clenched fist. People have done that for 10,000 years. Obviously, they script what they do, so there is some credence to what you say.
I'm gonna write. I've written Kerry, told him resign. I'm gonna write Edwards, told him resign, and tell him that I saw his name in the Bilderberg Party over in Stresa, Italy, and I'm gonna tell him what's in it. And also, had the pictures in it. See the pictures in American Free Press.
Yes, but can you believe that the New York, did you see it? The New York Times came out yesterday and said, oh, the Bilderberg Group said they wanted him to be VP. They're actually throwing it in our face.
Right. That's what they're doing. They don't care anymore. They've lost control, and they know it. And we're going to make sure they lose control, and I'm going to play your video Saturday, Friday night.
Good job, Ken. Anything else?
That's it. Buddy, later.
Good to hear from you. Thanks for holding to tell us that. Sheila, Debbie, Bob, Billy, all of you, your calls are coming up. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And later in the next hour, we got Robert Galen Ross coming up to give us his forecast. Former NSA officer and an author, good friend of mine. He'll be joining us from Central Texas. Stay with us. Hello.